Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center. This is where we have an opportunity to wrap up the previous week's topic, and the topic this week has been I Can Do Bad All By Myself, The Ultimate Guide to Being Single. So tonight we're going to take your questions, we're going to take your testimonies, we're going to take your interactive feedback, and we are going to move forward from this topic after tonight. So again, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, The Ultimate Guide to Being Single. With that, let's go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Miss Candy.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am as well, sir.
Oh, good deal. So I'm getting ready and prepared for this call this evening, and I believe that it's going to be a great call for everyone to tune into. I do urge people that if you know of someone who may be interested or need this topic, please share it with them, text them, try and get them to call in. You know we are persuasive when we want to be persuasive, so kind of persuade them to call in, even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes, because something that said very well may be their life-changing experience that they need to hear by words. Okay, some people need confirmation by word.
Yes, sir.
And I think this is the right place at the right time. So with that being said, Ms. Candy, do you mind go ahead and pray for us?
Certainly, sir. Father God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for everyone who you've allowed to assemble with us tonight, Lord. And as we go into this call, Lord, we look up to you, Lord, praying that not only have we come here to receive your word, but we've come with expectancy, Lord. Place in us the exact thing that you would have us walk away from this message with. Word everyone's mouth that speaks over the phone, Lord, that each of us are speaking in line with what your will is for the call tonight, Lord. Not our own will, Lord, but your will for this call tonight, Lord. Allow us to speak in truth, Lord, but allow us more so to speak the words that you're giving us to speak tonight, Lord. And we pray over our listeners, Lord, that everyone is open, everyone is receptive, Lord, and everyone is tuned into your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Ms. Candy, I want you to give your brief, very brief synopsis of this past week, if you don't mind.
Certainly, sir. So, for me, I can do bad all by myself. As we're talking about the ultimate guide to being single, it has been a week where we really get to look at the different aspects of being single. It's not just being single in a romantic-type relationship, but being set apart, being in a position where God wants you to be solely focused. We talked about it from the area of the relationship, but we also talked about what it looks like in relation with a parent and a child or in a relationship with a friend that you might have. And I think being able to bring all of those different aspects of it to the forefront helped all of us to see that when we say we can do bad all by ourselves, it's about separation. But truly, if we understand that God is with us, God is always walking with us, it's not an I can do bad all by myself situation, and that's not something that we should be leaning to. Mr. Carr?
Yes, I'm here. Good deal. And you really like that synopsis, and I will add this, y'all. This is very important that we hear this and hear this very clearly. Now, in and through our life, you know, I can do bad all by myself. In and throughout life, you have times if you get what you pay for.
Yes, sir.
And we all know this. When we think of this topic, Ms. Candy, one of the things that comes to mind, clearly, we have to be careful with how we operate in correlation to the world. You know, the Bible says to befriend the world is to be an enemy of God. So you get what you pay for. We reluctantly, if we have to, a lot of times we just want to blend in to be comfortable. We don't like to be ostracized. We don't like to be rejected. We don't like rebuke. We don't like correction. We want to blend in and just skate through things easily. We don't like persecution.
Amen.
So we couple up with the things of the world. Everything is spiritual. So we start to couple up with ideologies. In other words, the ideas of the world mold us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're no longer single. So although physically you're walking single, your path goes in the same flow of the world. Although we say we're in a relationship with God, the lifestyle suggests that we're not. We get what we pay for. Everybody likes a champion, but nobody likes the champion's process.
Amen.
We go to graduations during this time of year, and we say, I'm so proud of my child or my nephew or my niece or my cousin or my loved one or whomever. I'm so proud of them. See them grow. But you really didn't see the process. You didn't know the nights they wanted to give up, but they pressed on. You didn't know the teachers that they had to deal with that didn't want them to pass. You didn't know the teachers that really wanted them to pass that made it tougher on them so that they could succeed. You didn't see that. You saw the start, somewhat in the middle, and you saw the completion. So you think it's the completion.
Yes, sir.
So really, the completion that you think is called graduation is just the start.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm saying that is because we have the same ebb and flow when it comes to being single and apart from the world. We want the best that God has to offer, but we don't want the instruction, the process part. See, we just want to go to the church. We want to enter into heaven. We want to say, I know God, but we don't understand something called process. We don't embrace it.
Yes.
The reason why we don't embrace it is because something has power over us. It's called ideologies that we have yet to separate from a world. So when we hear strong talk, Miss Candy, that ruffles our feathers. And that really makes it, this is why a lot of times we like Monday nights better than we like Wednesdays and Sundays. Simply because Monday night, yeah, I'm talking to somebody and telling on somebody, because Monday night sounds more familiar to us, because that's more natural talk as opposed to that old biblical talk that y'all be talking about. See, I'm not familiar with the God that I say I love, the one that I say I'm in a relationship with. I don't want to hear Wednesday Bible study. I don't want to hear Sunday. Yeah, y'all know I'm telling the truth. Fellowship call. I want to hear Monday natural word. So how can we have a relationship with someone yet we reject wanting to hear from him?
That's right.
We love LeBron James. We love Stephen Curry. We love Muhammad Ali. We love Michael Jackson. You don't know what kind of work they put in to be great.
Yes.
All you saw was finished product. You don't see all the sweating that LeBron James do. You don't see all the shots that Stephen Curry put up. You don't know all the hours that Michael Jackson had to put in. If it wasn't for his daddy, Joe, he wouldn't have been great. Play with it as you may. Yes, he had some bad things, Joe Jackson, but if it wasn't for the push, see, you didn't see that part of it. What I'm saying is we choose to still embrace the world and not be single, and we're doing bad with the world. Although you say you're separate from the world, you're doing bad with the world. How do you know, Mr. Carr, that I'm doing bad with the world? Because the same ideologies that they profess, you live out.
True.
You reject the things of God. How do you know this? Miss Candy, this has been a point of conversation, and I'm going to get to the call. This has been a point of conversation. You know how many people... I'm talking about within a Sunday morning breakfast crew. You know how many people are get on the phone right now? And God is good and holier than thou. But one-on-one, they would. I'm the same person on this phone right now that's preaching this word, teaching this word, delivering this word of God. One-on-one, they'll reject the same mouth because now I don't have to pretend in front of people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Y'all see why Jesus walked alone a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Because when he had 12 disciples, he had to constantly correct.
Yes.
They walk in, Lord have mercy, y'all got to receive this. They walk in with Jesus and still didn't know who he was.
Mm.
Now that's strong. I don't think y'all hear me. Because if anybody said they had a relationship and I'm no longer single,
The ultimate guide to being single, that ain't me. I'm a disciple. My name Peter. I'm Bartholomew. I'm Matthew. I'm a disciple. I have a relationship with Jesus. They literally walk with Jesus. In other words, them walking with Jesus is like you told your Bible and you say, I know the word. Just because you told your Bible and know the word, why is it that the disciples who physically walk with God himself still didn't know him?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to wait on that answer, people. There should be a challenge because a relationship does not start up until you decide to be single and set apart from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we choose Jesus because somebody else rejected us. Sometimes Jesus is just a pastime. In other words, see, sometimes he's just a consolation prize. I don't think y'all hear me, though. See, God becomes a consolation prize when your natural relationship didn't work and now you're down and about and you bring God in. But see, as soon as that natural relationship go back and get back together, then you're going to reject God. And I see it all day.
Yes, sir.
See, sometimes we come to God when the boss fired us or when something detrimental has happened, when somebody don't want us. That's when we get closest to God, when our money is low. See, that's when God is a consolation prize. That ain't nothing about being single, talking about no. But as soon as your money gets straight, as soon as somebody wants you again, as soon as you get a better job, God becomes an afterthought.
All
right. Some lines, do you praise him the same way when you lost your job? Now that you have one, do you get on your knees every night and serve him the same way? I'm going to wait on that answer now.
Yes, sir.
When you didn't have a man and everybody was putting you down, when you didn't have a woman and everybody was putting you down, did you pray to God like you're praying now that you got a man? I'm going to wait on that answer. The ultimate guide to being single, Miss Candy. And it's deep. A lot of people be saying, ooh, they be going deep. It's really not that deep, but it appears to be deep to the flesh because the flesh don't know no better.
True.
Amazingly, huh? So let's get to it. Monday Night Raw. The SMB Learning Center. Yeah. So we can bring in Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana Simmons. Are they there?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you doing, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful, wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. What about you, Miss Tiana? How are you this evening?
Doing great, thank you. And yourself?
Good, dude. I'm doing wonderful. Miss Candy, I'm going to actually throw it your way. We're going to go ahead and get started with these questions so we can actually, you know, dive into this call. Let's see what answers we get. So let's get to it. Miss Candy, what you got first?
All right, the question for this evening. I'm in a relationship, and we both believe that God has put us together. The thing is, she refuses to commit to us getting married because she's ashamed of a sexual assault from her past. Should I continue to pursue marriage or let the relationship go?
Okay, I'm going to start with you first, Miss Tiana.
Interesting question, because it's really dealing with so much of things that she's still holding on to her past. God's put you together. He's chosen that gentleman to – God's leading this gentleman to whomever his bride should be in any and in all situations. And in that, he is the lead of that relationship, and she should be looking to him to lead whatever direction that relationship's supposed to go. No matter what's happened in her past, God is there and reigns over all situations. The storms, whatever else comes in our lives, he is there, he is constantly present. So that is something that's already been dealt with and needs to stay in the past so that they can go forward. So whether or not he should, if the question, correct me if I'm wrong, is whether or not he should stick with her to go through with the marriage. Allow God to put you through that time and get you through that circumstance.
Okay. All righty. All right, what you guys, Miss Candy, please repeat the question, and then we're going to go straight to Mr. DJ.
Okay. Question is, I'm in a relationship, and we both believe that God has put us together. The thing is, she refuses to commit to us getting married because she's ashamed of a sexual assault from her past. Should I continue to pursue marriage or let the relationship go?
I believe that he should continue to pursue marriage, but everything has to be done according to God's plan and God's time. If she is as believing as he is and trusting in God, then I believe in God's time that will work itself out. If she's had something that happened in her past like that, she may need to heal in her own time. If he truly loves her, she's not going anywhere. It's not like she's saying, no, I'm going to be with such and such somewhere else. So he needs to stay fast to God and continue loving her and basically being patient, because she's not, you know, going anywhere. When she sees the face of God, when she truly is over that period, I guarantee you she's going to return that love and full forward.
Okay.
Can you repeat that question one more time, Ms. Candy?
Yes, sir. Question says, I'm in a relationship and we both believe that God has put us together. The thing is, she refuses to commit to us getting married because she's ashamed of a sexual assault from her past. Should I continue to pursue marriage or let the relationship go?
Ooh, that's good. Good answer. Good answer by both. That's a tough one, y'all. I heard Mr. DJ wonder, it just stuck when he said if he truly loves her. I think we got to be very careful when we're talking about being single. We got to be very careful. I can do bad all by myself, the ultimate guide to being single. We got to be very careful because that word, if, is thrown out a lot as bait. It's called reverse psychology. If he really loves you, he'll take you and your baggage. Well, that's a lie, because I can love you and reject what you, the baggage you got with you. Come on, women, I'm going to say it out loud. I am that man. I'm that man for real. And you can be that woman, because vicely, I cannot say if you love me, I got a rap sheet with the law as long as toilet paper is, but if you love me, you'll take that. You don't have to take that. See, that becomes a game of mind jostling. In other words, I'm going to try and manipulate. That's a form of manipulation, people. And manipulation is not of God. I'm trying to help the single folk out. Don't let somebody manipulate you or try to manipulate you by saying if. y'all remember the if word was Miss Candy. In the wilderness, when Satan tried to manipulate Jesus, he said, if you be the Son of God, man, I know who I am. I don't have to prove it to you.
Right.
Y'all, it's the same spirit. Hide the word of God in your heart. The reason why you hide it in your heart, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. You can start to speak against everything that is not fully of God. But if we don't obey God, if you don't obey God, what are you obeying? The world.
That's right.
So you're no longer single because you are in a relationship. How I know you're in a relationship? Because when God tries to pursue one with you, you fight against him. I don't fight against God, Mr. Carr. Yes, sir. Yes, you do. Because every time somebody tries and speaks truth to you, as is in this situation, you get mad and you fight against it. Y'all know we fight against things when we already taken. y'all think I'm lying? Remember the Bible, what we say it all the time. If Satan don't have you, that's why he's fighting so hard to get you.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. If Satan's fighting hard to get you, because he don't have you, if God is fighting hard to get you, who got you? Uh-oh. Did y'all ever look at it that way?
Yes, sir.
Hold on, let's look at this again, Mr. DJ. If Satan is trying to fight to get you because he don't have you, what does that mean when God is trying to fight to get you? Who has you then?
Right.
It don't matter if Satan have you or not. If God don't have you, hell is headed your way. In this situation right here, you're talking about now, repeat the question one more time, Ms. Candy, and I'm going to dissect it piece by piece.
Yes, sir. It says, I'm in a relationship, and we both believe that God has put us together. The thing is, she refuses to commit to us getting married because she's ashamed of a sexual assault from her past. Should I continue to pursue marriage or let the relationship go?
Okay. Here's the thing with that. Okay. Yes, she can be. See, emotionally, so you got to be careful how you answer these things. Because emotionally, okay, sometimes even anybody can succumb to popularity. In other words, I don't want to say something that's going to get me out of range with Miss Tiana or Miss Candy because I got to deal with them later on. Well, they might be mad at me. It doesn't matter, but I speak the truth. And it's not my truth. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, who is the one who asked for hand in marriage?
A man.
Okay. With that being said, that does not mean he's domiciled. That means he moves when God says move. That means God is domiciled.
Mm-hmm.
Hosea and Gomer, prostitute, man of God.
Mm-hmm.
One would say, well, how then could they be married when God tells them to be equally yoked? For the man of God, equal yoke doesn't mean that we're on the same level. Equal yoke means that we're going the same direction because I don't believe nobody here on earth is on the same level as God.
Amen.
So we need to define that first and foremost. But if you're still carrying baggage, that would actually mess up the yoke because, yeah, we both are believers, but to what extent? One is a believer and erases the past. The other is holding on to the past. I guarantee you, let's look at their marriage and let's look at us as the bride and God as the man. Can God take your hand if you keep on pulling it away from him?
Nope.
The question again so we can really get a good answer. Say the same question, Miss Candy, and y'all, for the sake of this conversation, we are, both men and female, we are the bride. Hmm? We both are believers, and God is the man in this situation. Say that question again, Miss Candy, and watch y'all get a different answer. Watch this. Go ahead.
I'm in a relationship, and we both believe that God has put us together.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, she refuses to commit to us getting married because she's ashamed of a sexual assault from her past.
So we refuse to commit to God to marry Jesus because we are ashamed of our past lifestyle. Sexual assault, I'm talking about we were drug users. We were whoremongers. We cheated on our taxes. We just wasn't right. We accepted the fact that we are sinners and God wouldn't want us. Y'all answer a little different now? Who would be the crazy one? Would it be the man or would it be the woman?
Right.
Y'all don't want to answer the question, right? The woman would be the crazy one. We are the crazy ones. Remember the Bible says, yet when we were sinners, God still knew us. He loved us. He still got on the cross when we was living in sin. So if he forgave you, why won't you forgive you?
Right.
Right.
So your marriage is being annulled, canceled, not even existing because of you, not because of him. And remember, the Holy Spirit is a pure gentleman. He will not overstep his boundaries that you have restricted him from.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the man wants to marry you, woman. You're the one holding on. Mr. DJ say, if he truly loves you, well, we can't question God's love, can we? It's not a matter of if he truly loves us, it's if we truly love him. Because if I'm not mistaken, it clearly says if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we to question him when he says we going to question our love for him? Heaven is not predicated on who God didn't love. Heaven is predicated on who did not love God.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, let me flip this. Heaven is predicated on who loves God. See, people talk loosely talking about I love God. You can say it all you want to, but actions speak louder than words. Huh?
That's what heaven is all about, right? It's a place where people's actions show that they love God. God loves and forgives everybody. So why don't everybody make it to heaven? Because everybody don't love and forgive themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example here, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's not the man with the problem here. He can't force the woman. This ain't the caveman days where he can knock her upside the head and she fall out and he can drag her by the hair. But that woman tends to be us, humans. Y'all caught that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's get to it. Next email question. Where are we going to go with this one? Let me see what we have, what we have.
We do have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller? Okay, let's get to it then.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, good evening. Okay, so the question is, it says, I was married to my ex-husband for 5 years, and during that time, neither one of us were in God. Years have passed, and we are now both saved and have an intimate relationship with God. We reconnected several months ago and are considering dating. Would this be something that God approves of?
Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
And more specific, considering dating, as in dating each other or just dating, period?
Dating each other again.
Oh, dating each other, I think God would approve of that, yes. I definitely think God would approve of that. If you both are have an intimate relationship with God, meaning that you both have redirected, refocused, rededicated, and you want to date him again, yes, because a lot of people confuse dating with sleeping with each other. That's something totally different. I can go on a date. I can take Miss Tiana to the movies, and that's a date. We can go and enjoy a Big Mac or even go to a nice restaurant or what have you. So I don't think that God would disapprove of that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Miss Tiana, what you got?
Okay. God would not disapprove of reconnecting and seeing each other. But let this not be we're trying to figure this out dating thing and knowing what dating really is. If this is something and God's directed the gentleman to say, this is your wife, then that's the relationship you should definitely be in, that you're led to be together. But if it's just, let's see what's going to work out, then no. If you two are in Christ, then you really should be focused on the relationship that God wants you to have and being sure that first, are y'all really in a relationship with him before you even look at whether or not you should be really dating each other.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
Okay. Did that help, Carl?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay, good deal. All right. This is an email question I'm going to pose. They specifically said, Mr. DJ, please. But I will put it on both y'all. Okay, but I'm going to start with you first, Mr. DJ. It says, if I'm single, do I have an obligation to give an account to someone that I'm just merely dating?
An obligation, I'm going to say yes, based on what I just heard. I'm going to say yes. If you are a Christian man and you have a relationship with God, nowadays, dating is something different than what it was back then. Actually, dating is the same thing, but we have made it something different. So I would say, yes, you need to tell that person, yes, first of all, I'm saved. I believe in Christ. How are you? And to be honest with you, I say that before the date, because if we're not equally yoked, and we don't have the same worldviews on the same page, then the date is over right there. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, you can see, and maybe I'm just speaking as a man, you can see a female and gorgeous body. Oh, wow. You just like, wow, I would really like to get to know her, you know. And she smiles, and you're just looking at the outside, but you get the phone number and you talk, and that's when you find out the inside. You know, that could be, quote, unquote, considered a date. You know, even if it's just, hey, well, meet me at the Subway for lunch. You know, uh-huh. So upon talking, that's when you, yes, you're obligated to let them know up front. Don't lead them on. Sometimes people think your outer package is, that's all you're about. You know, so, it's sad that you can't, how can I put it? You can't just assume that people know you. Your works as a Christian should show, but so that you won't be left with dealing with a situation that you don't want to be in, I say yes. You need to tell them up front, you know, yes, I'm not this type of person. I don't go out drinking and smoking and doing other types of things or engaging in that kind of activity. I'm not here to be your sugar daddy. I'm not here to basically conform to the ways of the world. You know, I follow Christ. Do you know Christ? You know, and that's to me, I feel like, yes. You know, you obligate to tell them that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Ms. T? And I'm opposing to you as well, although it's meant specifically with Mr. DJ. They was adamant about getting that from DJ. It says, I have an obligation to give to account to someone I'm merely dating.
I love what obligations Mr. DJ went in, but I believe this obligation, and correct me if I'm wrong, make sure I understand the question, the obligation of account is what I'm doing, where I'm going, that kind of obligation are we talking about?
Right. Uh-huh. That's
okay.
What I'm supposed to be in, uh-huh.
All right. Well, and I'm going to go back to what kind of dating are we talking about. And if we are talking about what the world knows is dating, then you're just doing your thing. You're probably not going to share what you're doing, what you're heading into, what you're about to do or anything like that. But if you're focused on that this is the person that God selected for you, well, then in that instance, aren't you supposed to be walking in, this is to be my future wife, this is to be my future husband? And if that's the case, then you should be sharing what is going on and be willing to exchange that with one another. Because if this is supposed to be the person that you're with, then you're supposed to be one, right? And if you're supposed to be one, well, then you should be truly understanding what each other is doing amongst your life, within your life. Now, many of us will say, well, you don't need to know everything. Why do they need to know everything? It's not about everything, especially if you're doing it in a good heart, good spirit, and doing it in truth. Then you're not even concerned what the other person knows that you got going on. It's not even a question. But you also need to respect one another's space, also respect one another's time, but still knowing that if this relationship is truly where God's leading you to, then it really doesn't even matter. It ain't even a question.
All right. Here we go to the next email question. Ms. Candy, I know we may have a caller chiming in, but let me get to this email question. I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Tiana. It says, being single is cool, but everyone needs a little help now and then. Are mutual agreements okay?
Are mutual what?
Agreements okay.
I'm trying to, would you mind repeating?
I think they're saying, I understood, and you can maybe help me out, Mr. DJ. From what I'm thinking when they're saying a mutual agreement, like a sugar dad and sugar mama, a lover and a friend, a boot bang, a jump off, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. They said everyone needs a little help every now and again, so it's something tied into that. So if I'm single, but I just get the benefits thereof, a relationship. Are mutual agreements okay?
I didn't even know it was being called mutual agreements these days. Okay. no, they're not okay. No, they're not. If you're single,
we've talked about this all week. Being single in itself is a gift, right? And if it's a gift from God, then we got to know that it is single, yes, based off of not being caught up in other things in the world, not being caught up in other people. But we're not alone because God is with us if we choose to allow him to be. So if you want a mutual agreement, start with the mutual agreement with him before looking at, say, a sugar daddy, sugar mama, whomever else to be in your life. So, no, they're not okay. Leave it at that.
Okay. So here's a little tag they put it with it. They said, hashtag, I was told to hustle like a man, but never depend on one. Oh, geez.
Oh, geez, on bread. That's a whole nother.
Start that off with you, the same question. Being single is cool, but everyone needs a little help now and then. Are mutual agreements okay?
Well, I'm going to just say this. I'll trade you 3 bags of weed for a rock of your coke. Okay? I will trade you my stolen money for your stolen cable. No, it's not okay. By no means. It's not okay. All my help comes from God. And when you accept your help, you have to consider the source of what you even call in help. Everything good for you don't mean it's good. I'm just saying everything good to you don't mean it's good for you. That's not necessarily help. If someone goes out there and robs a bank and gives you a piece of it, that's not help. That's not a blessing at all. You have to consider the thought. So when you accept that type of foolishness, then what you're doing is telling God that their blessing is better than his. You're turning away. You can't accept the world's help. You hear what I'm saying? You can't accept the world's help or fellow man's help and still want God to anoint it or bless it. You're basically telling God, thank you, but they're going to give this to me now. And that's an insult to him. And until we learn that, getting our priorities straight, you're going to continue to need help. You're going to need more than that. You know, you might, it's like saying, can I accept this Band-Aid when I need stitches? I got a big machete wound, and here comes somebody want to put a Band-Aid on it. It might feel temporarily good right then and there, but no, you're going to make matters worse. Mm. You know, and it's not until we mature that we realize that. You know, when you're young, you think young, and everything that's chivalry and shiny, it looks good to you. But once you start to mature, you start noticing that those things come with a price. And consider the source of where it's coming from. You go, you know what, that's not from God. No, I don't need that. I wait on the God's blessing. Because once God fixes it, it doesn't tear up anymore. That's what we really have to realize. And, you know, I just had to say this. I don't mean to be on a tangent, but I was younger. I was married. When I do date now, and I date with a totally different purpose and perspective, I sit back and laugh and see certain things like, hey, you know what? I used to be just like that. Oh, wow, was I stupid? You know, I'm like, why am I even accepting this, that, and the other? But it's a different purpose now when it comes to the word date. As far as needing help, yeah, we all need help. We do. But consider the source of where it's coming from. That's all. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's really good teaching there, Mr. DJ, because what they say? The saying goes, all money ain't good money.
That's right.
All help ain't good help. Y'all know it for a fact. When somebody buy you something at a bar, at a club, when you're in a club, you take that drink if you want to. They think they own you now. Need some conversation sometime. Oh, for real. Come on, parents, fathers, that's why you send your girls out with their own money, just in case.
Amen.
Right. Okay, so principles of the mutual, are mutual agreements okay? Y'all, that's totally subjective. I'll go with the answer that these two gave. They were spot on. It's the reason why I say it's subjective, because depending on who you ask, some people think that it is okay. It's okay that I have a mutual help from a married man or a married woman. It's okay that I get physical pleasure from people that I'm not in a relationship with. I mean, we have no ties. Y'all know for a fact, some people will tell you that I don't mind dating somebody who has somebody else, or because I don't have to deal with their crap. They go back home to whoever they're with.
And Mr. Carr, I also wanted to throw in something. I talk a lot about my grandparents, my grandfather, and they had a lot of country sayings that were just, you know, I used to think was so funny, but they're full of wisdom. My granddaddy used to say, boy, don't you accept no ice water from the devil. And when you think about that, that's exactly what he's talking about right there. Don't you accept no ice water from the devil.
That's true. Very true, people. And that's what it is. I think that hit it spot on, Miss Tiana. So, you know, yes, people need a little help, but, you know, what we think we need, God has it covered. He's just trying to push you to another level of faith in him.
Amen.
And a lot of times, because of our lack of patience, we physically try and attain it as opposed to spiritually wait for it.
That's right.
That's right.
Y'all understand what that means. So. All right. Do we have anybody with our questions, Ms. Candy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what we got?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question for the evening.
Good evening. My question is it selfish of me to turn down dates when asked because I'm truly content with being single?
Ms. Tiana?
No. That's not selfish at all. There's one thing to turn down because you're just ignoring the world. There's another thing to turn down because you are driven that this is not a person I'm supposed to be connecting with right now. You have that gift of discernment to know, nope, that's all right. Thank you and keep on going. Just don't be rude in it. Just know where your decision making lays.
Okay. Short and sweet, I like that. Mr. DJ, what you got?
No, I don't think it's wrong because ultimately the decision is you. I would appreciate you. If you know I really like you and I'm attracted to your outside, but you got a real bad attitude and you say, no, I'm working on me right now, I thank you. I appreciate you. Because that prevents a whole lot. You're telling me I'm working on myself right now. That's the end of that right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't do nothing but respect you for that. You know, you get yourself together and right with God first before you try to fool with somebody else. And it's nothing worse than you know that you're not right, and then you mess around with someone. And when I say mess around, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about getting involved, engaged, befriending somebody who you really not feeling and you really not right yourself. So now you got two things on your hand. And you done mess them up and continue to mess yourself up. You're pulling them down with you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a loaded question, caller. The reason why I say it's loaded, both of the answers are absolutely correct. It's loaded because, let me put both of y'all on a spin cycle, Mr. DJ and Ms. Tiana.
All right.
The same question. Caller, can you ask the same question?
Yes. Is it selfish of me to turn down dates when asked? I am truly content with being single.
So, Mr. DJ, Tiana, Miss Tiana then turned you down. Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ then turned you down. Y'all cool with each other. Y'all start vibing with each other. Y'all done turned, you know, so in one instance you turned her down, Mr. DJ, and another instance she turned you down. Because she's content with being single. But God has worked on her. The reason why I say it's loaded. Now, all of a sudden, Miss Tiana thinks she's first in line. If you should really be start dating. And Mr. DJ thinks she's first in line. But God worked on y'all, and all of a sudden you meet someone else. Oh, yeah. How you feel about that, Mr. DJ? You didn't ask Miss Tiana on a date 3 months ago, and she rejected you. Now she's with this other. What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
The real Mr. DJ, if I still was really ready for Miss Tiana,
I would politely come up to him and say, oh, I see you're ready now, you know, and just kind of leave it at that, you know. But I still say, truly, dating, I can date you and not be in a relationship with you. I can date you. You know, I don't have to be in a relationship with you. You know, we, like I said, we go get a Big Mac or even Applebee's, wherever. It ain't even got to go into where, but I'm just saying, I can go on a date with you and not even, I've dated my sister. Mother's Day, I took her out. I'm just saying, that doesn't mean that I'm in a intimate or a committed relationship with you just for a date. You know, I date my daughter. I take my daughter out.
Well,
that's what I said. I don't think it's, you know.
Okay, so Mr. DJ, he take the high road. He calm and collective about it. Okay, Miss Tiana, you done been waiting. Mr. DJ rejected you, but now he out with his dime piece. And God done spoke to him. So he say, so what you got to say when you see him out?
What I have to say is, well, I guess if I see him, well, looks like you're happy. Glad you're happy, move on from that. I would say that to me now, right? I'm one of those people. I have that understanding. It's like a job. If I go in an interview and I did the best that I possibly could and I put everything on the table and it wasn't for me, it's not for me. So I need to move on. In the same token, I know in the past I would have been upset and, right? I would have been absolutely upset and probably would have showed my face in the situation. But now it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. Move forward.
Okay. Now, y'all, those are spiritually good answers. But y'all know we got them people who still a little rough around the edges. They still from the hood.
There's a disclaimer. There's a disclaimer, Mr. Carr. There is a disclaimer. Now, I gave you the scenario, but if Miss Tiana and I are friends, and I'm wishing to date her, and she told me that mess, and then she done got this other guy, and now she's complaining to me about the other guy and talking to me about the other guy, then yes, you will see you will see JD instead of DJ.
Exactly. It's going to be a little different, y'all, because y'all know all of a sudden, see, I can do bad all by myself. See, here's the thing. Yeah, you gonna be single. I've been waiting on you. You better be single for real. Because if you go and date somebody else, as much as I'm in God, and I have invested thoughts, time, movies, popcorn, kicking it, but I have invested all that, now you no longer in God to me. Y'all know how it go. Because now that person is the devil. Oh, y'all don't want to say it. I'm going to say it for you. Because the very person that you wanted, as soon as they don't want you anymore, they're the devil. How can God be using them? Because if God was using them, they would have just been forthcoming and honest with me.
Come on.
All right. It's not that they wasn't being honest. At the time you asked, which was 3-4 months ago, they wasn't. But honesty to you says they have to come and get your approval first.
Right.
y'all thought I ain't lying now. Y'all can be holding on this phone all y'all want to, boy. Y'all take that holy hat off and say, God, you got to forgive me on this and pause for a second. I'm going to come back to you. You go straight to him, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. I can do better all by myself, the ultimate guide to being single. Okay, let me open the floor up for any callers who may want to chime in with Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana, because I'm going to go ahead and touch this subject real quickly, this singleness, Miss Candy. Why is it? And it's just a question, people, for a friend. For a friend, I'm asking for a friend. Why is it that it's okay for a woman to say, and I have to say this, for a woman to say, or a man to say, who's trying to get on a woman's side? Women, don't give yourself to a man, because if you give him everything that a man, if you are married, if you give him the attributes of a married woman, he no longer will marry you. In other words, if you let him milk the cow before he puts a ring on it, why would he want to put a ring on it? Why is it okay for that to happen? And I just want to know the reasoning behind this thought pattern. So women, in other words, don't give him everything that you would do if you was married. But on the same token, why then do you want everything that he would give you if you was his wife and y'all not married?
I'm going to set that question right there. Somebody can help me.
Okay, what you're saying is, why is it that you tell the woman don't give all your treats and goodies away because he won't marry you, but yet you expect all the man to give his treats and goodies away? That's what I think it sounds like you're asking.
And treats and goodies does not have to be sexual. Treats and goodies
Correct.
Can be to the cooking, the washing of the clothes. Treats and goodies can be, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
come on, women, speak up now. Don't get quiet because y'all know y'all. And like amen and go ahead, girl. Talk to me. Everybody quiet now.
the reason why.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. DJ. I'd love to hear a male's perspective on this one.
DJ, hold on, Mr. DJ. We're gonna let the woman speak first. No, don't let them.
Okay.
Don't let them piggyback what you're about to say. Go ahead, woman.
The reason why it has been said like that for many years is due to the experiences of other people's past, right?
Okay.
So people who have put themselves out there in and through situations trying to be this great woman to a man has been stepped on and left behind. So that past experience has led to fear of it happening again, and thus they try to share their quote-unquote knowledge with other women so they don't do it again. But if you are walking in Christ, then you can't be walking in fear of your past. If you're walking in Christ, you're not supposed to be sharing that negativity. You should be sharing what it is to be a good woman, as the book calls us to be. So you got what happens in one situation doesn't necessarily happen in other situations. So you can't always put your negative experience on someone else, whether it's you and a new guy. You can't put it on the new guy, as well as you sharing with another woman so that she's now leaning in on your past experience and impacting her relationship with someone else. Now, you should also know what are the things that you should be doing in a relationship. And unfortunately, many folks do not know what that is to be in a relationship. Many folks don't know what it is to differentiate from what are the things they should give and what they should not give. But in all of it, we should be focused on that foundation of love, which starts with the definition of, first of all, being patient, being kind, not jealous, boastful, or rude, and just being given of yourself. So if somebody else takes advantage of whom you are, well, then they're not whom you're supposed to be with to begin with. And that then isn't a situation that you should be in at all. I hope that makes sense.
Because who ain't spiritually led, because we're talking about people in the world, because what you just said was you're basing those, and then when we spew our venom to other women, right, we're basing that off of our experiences with us being in the world, because if we spewing out to other women, still in the world, and then I thought it was God's experience, not ours. As a matter of fact, the one who stepped over you wasn't in God, so why are you spreading the gospel based on somebody who wasn't in God?
Exactly.
Mr. Carr?
Which goes back to, hold on, Ms. Candy, which goes back to question number one, the first question we had tonight. The man is ready, but she's not. In other words, God is ready, but we're not because of our fear of our past.
Uh-huh, exactly.
What you got, Ms. Candy?
I was going to give a little bit of a counter because I didn't get that from my mom. I got that from my dad. And he shared it with me because he was like, you know, everybody doesn't need to have what your husband is going to have, but it wasn't deep, it wasn't spiritual, it was pick and choose. Because when he would tell it to me and my sister, it was based on, like, the merit of the person, not necessarily if they were going to be your husband, but if they were deserving of all of this extra stuff, then do it. But don't just go into every situation doing that because everybody doesn't deserve all of this extra stuff. And I promise you, it wasn't spiritual. It wasn't deep. It was everybody's just not going to live up to the standard of you cooking and cleaning and doing all of this, so don't. And for him, it was just, you know, just that. Just see what standard they're going to live up to and then decide, but not worshiping God, living in God, because even with that, those comments are not coming from a God-driven place anyway. Even if the person believes in God and all of that, it's not, that's not what's on anybody's mind when they're telling other people to do that.
Okay. Mr. DJ, what you got to add?
First of all, I think me and Miss Candy might be related somewhere, because we are so in sync right now on what she just said. I was like, wow. I think it's coming from a point of control. It has nothing to do with godly anything. It's a point of control. And when I say a point of control, you know, we have, when I say we, world has relationships messed up, as in whoever's in control is going to be the one to quote-unquote win, like a game, instead of walking hand-in-hand and being together. No, you do not need to give them everything. You shouldn't give each other everything. A lot of people equate that with sex. It has nothing to do with the cooking and cleaning. I'm not going to sit up here and be a hypocrite. If you can't cook while we dating, then you probably ain't going to cook or can't cook when we marry. Maybe I can help teach you. If I can cook better than you, I need to see what you're doing. I do need to taste your food before I say I do. You know, but that's small. Those are trivial things. The most precious gift is when you give your heart, your body, that type of intimacy should be reserved for marriage. That's the way God intended it to be. And I know that now. Like, I will say now, you know, because, again, you know, I hadn't always been saved, you know. But at the same time, you got to respect that. But there are some things about you that are you, the way you comb your hair, the way you fix your – if I know how to work on cars and you, my girlfriend, my lady – and your car needs an oil change or it breaks down, I'm going to repair it. Whether you, my lady, or somebody else is my lady. I'm not going to withhold that until I say I do. Those are benefits, mind you. Okay? And one might see that as a good husband trait. Oh, okay, yeah, he know how to work on cars. But what we do in the bedroom, yes, that's something very, very, very sacred. And that's the package. What I call not a better than a signing bonus, but that's the ultimate package right there. And no, you don't get that. You don't get that. You don't get that until we have spent some time and, like you said, committed, signed on the dotted line before God. That's when you get access to, you know, those other types of things. So I'm just saying, I agree with Ms. Candy.
Okay. There it is, y'all. I mean, put it out there like this. I just, do not be a hypocrite. That's all I would say. We talk about I can do bad all by myself, the ultimate guide to being single. Women, men, you know, whomever it is, stop looking at that man self-centered and self-seeking. Stop saying, well, I'm not giving a man nothing, you know, because I ain't married. If that be the case, do not expect nothing from him. That's fair, right? Because this is what I want you to look beyond yourself. Stop being selfish. Look as to, oh, the women who have sons out there. Uh-huh. So that same girl saying to your son, I ain't giving you nothing, but your son bending over, breaking his back. What you going to tell your son, women?
Stop doing stuff for her.
All righty. So somebody else got a son, too. So like your family and your friends and your mom and your daddy telling you, don't you give him the benefits of a wife and y'all ain't married? His mama, his daddy, his sisters and brothers saying the same thing. Comprende?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
What happens is we get to a point of where we become self-centered and selfish, and we would rather be single simply because we can't get our way. So you prey on weak people who are not in God, and they buy into that foolishness that says, you're right, she's been hurt.
You're right, he's been hurt. So I'm going to do, man, I'm not giving you what, listen, if you wouldn't come from Texas to Louisiana for me, please don't ask me to come from Louisiana to Texas for you. Because I'm telling you, the answer is not going to be what you want.
Amen.
True.
Huh? If it's not going to be mutual, 50-50, 100-100, it's going to be nothing. That's real talk, y'all. As a matter of fact, if you think that's foolish, well, what then do you think God is? Because he loved us before we loved him. In other words, he laid down everything for us, and we have yet to lay down anything for him. So who jumped first? I just want to get this right, because we start to take heed to what the world say, and I can do bad all by myself. Yeah, the world will leave you right by yourself, too, because hell is very lonely. Ain't that something, people? So when you make that comparative analysis, make sure you compare next to God. Would God say the same thing? Because I do believe that Jesus got on the cross for do nothing for him. He's still waiting.
Okay.
And Mr. Carr, it's
yes,
not always 50-50. You know, that's part of the problem. We always want everything to be 50-50. Christ didn't do 50-50 with us. He gives us blessings that sometimes we know we don't even deserve. He gives us chance after chance after chance. He took a chance on us first.
That's right.
So, I mean, you in a relationship, everything is not going to be 50-50 every day. It's, I mean, for those of us who have been married, you know that it's not always 50-50. Some days you might need to go 90. You know, you're going to have a time where you can't give your 50%.
That's right.
So I'm just saying, you have to, you know, that's why you need to continue to put God first. So what you are lacking, he will cover.
That's right. And that's what it is, y'all. I can do bad all by myself. The ultimate guy is being single. If you can, okay, please remain on the call another 5 to 6 minutes. If you cannot, we thank you for joining in. But this is going to be some important information if you can. All right? Now, one thing is, singleness. Stop allowing our families to get involved in our singleness. Just because you have been dating, come on somebody for a long period of time, don't let them enforce their thought patterns on your relationship. In other words, where's the ring? Why y'all not married?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to speak on it.
Yes.
My number is 504-231-7849. We can have a one-on-one conversation if you want to. But I am that bold. But make sure when you call, you have the word with you, not that foolishness.
Amen.
You follow me? And I mean that. Because, see, here's the thing. Satan threw a punch and hide his hand. That's why I gave up my number. There you go. I stand behind that. Okay? If they are more concerned about your relationship, they don't have one.
All right.
Again.
Yes, sir.
If they're more concerned about yours, they don't have one. Yeah, they may be married, but they ain't in one. Because, see, when you're in a relationship, you are so enthralled and tied into the person that you're with that you don't have time to be with. You be like, go here. I don't care, y'all. Huh? They want the best for you. Being in a relationship is not necessarily the best for you. Oh, Lord. Don't text me now. Somebody text me.
Yes.
For families to have more influence over us than our God. Hello. Some people couldn't have children. They were without child. They were single. Come on. Y'all know it in the Bible, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Sarah? Uh-huh. Y'all remember that? Was she to allow her family to say that she was weak because she couldn't have? So why would we allow people to try and impact us by saying what you should be? What part of God are they in? Well, they love me with a worldly type of love. Because if it was a godly type of love, they would say, baby, what did God say? It don't matter what I say. Oh, my.
Yep. So true.
So, but people will spill their expectations on you and tell you not to wipe it off. Tell them to spill their expectations on them, on themselves. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
Two things I want to share with us real quickly. I can do bad all by myself, the ultimate guide to being single. One thing that we need to do, even in our relationships, is deepen first our relationship with God. Deepen your relationship with God. That is number one. Be single until you deepen your relationship with God. Y'all, it is a known fact that a lot of times that we don't have healthy relationship with other people simply because we have yet to have a true relationship with God. See, to deepen your relationship don't mean, No. See, to have a deeper relationship with God is way beyond the surface. Even a lot of spiritual people don't understand the deepen the relationship with God part. Okay? To deepen your relationship with God, it should be based primarily on honesty. In other words, what you have done in your past to deepen this relationship does not define who you are today.
Amen.
Why do you want to engage and get into a relationship when your past still haunts you? Your past still haunts you with God. This is why honesty is not the part that we play with God. To have a deep relationship with God is to be totally transparent with God. When God said he desires to be intimate with you, to be intimate even in the natural means to be naked. That means naked and not ashamed. We won't even get naked before God. So how can you have a deep relationship with somebody you don't even get naked and lay down with? I'm going to wait on that answer. How we know we don't get deep with God? Well, when people start throwing the truth at you, why do you always run? I don't want to talk about that. Why? But Mr. Carr, that's people. That's not God. But God sent messengers. The Bible says if you confess your sins, when you turn up, Lord, y'all don't want to hear the rest, do you? Hello. Yeah, I like this.
Sure.
We get, yeah. Y'all getting this? Y'all taking this in?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you are single, relationship skills are very critical. When you are single, in your singleness, relationship skills are very critical. A lot of single people get married and they don't even understand the benefit of what a relationship is, yet alone a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Miss Candy, Mr. DJ, Miss Tiana, y'all got to hear this. People start to do something called, they start to expect a performance-based relationship from their partner. Did y'all hear me? A performance-based relationship. If this apply to you, just blink. Yeah. Watch this. If it apply to you through somebody else that you know, blink twice. Listen, performance-based relationships. Simply because they mistakenly see their relationship with God as purely performance-based. This is why they go into a marriage with performance-based. What do you mean, Mr. DJ? I mean this. In other words, we start to say, God loves me because of. God loves me because I took my Bible. God loves me because I pay my tithes. God loves me because I go to church. God loves me because I don't have premarital sex. God loves me because I don't smoke. God loves me because I don't drink. But y'all want to know the reality? God loves you with no because.
That's right.
See, if we was ever in a deep relationship with God, we would allow God to come into every crack and crevice, every room in our life. And not because. It's not based on performance. We would allow God to come into every room in our life. Y'all know we got rooms that we want people to go in. Yeah, thank you, Lord. But not all the rooms. We have a junk room that we don't want people to see because we don't want the people to see that side of us. But when you're in a deep relationship with a God that you say you love, why are you restricting him?
Okay.
I thought that relationship was based on honesty. So we can't even be honest, and if we can't be honest, how can we be deep? If you can't be deep, why are you getting into a natural relationship? Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Huh? Close your eyes for a second. Now, while they are, your eyes are closed, if you're not driving, what rooms in your life that you don't want God to go in? You got a infidelity problem. You got a porn problem. You got a financial problem. Huh? What rooms in your life that you don't want God to go in? You got a bad attitude problem. You got a problem with just discussing true issues. What is it that you don't like discussing with God? And you being hiding. You can go ahead and open your eyes now. As long as you treat God as company, you will never have a long-lasting, long-term, long, plentiful relationship, joyous relationship with him. In other words, as long as you treat him as company, meaning you can only go in this room and that room and the door right there is to the bathroom and you can't go in them other rooms, as long as you treat him as company, the relationship will never be deep. As long as the relationship is never deep, how then can you enter into a natural relationship and expect it to be deep?
Say that.
Come on, people. Hmm? Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
We allow the world to teach us that everything, Miss Candy, has to be perfect, Mr. DJ. And then, Miss Tiana, see, it has to be perfect before he can go through our house, before he can go through our rooms.
Hmm.
Huh? In other words, you start to lock God out of areas that only he can clean up. Y'all heard me? You are God out of areas that only he can clean up because you are not being honest. But you say you got a deep relationship. If the relationship is deep, why can't he go in the room? See, when you have a deep relationship with somebody, that means they know everything about you. But you're locking God out. Well, Mr. Carr, he does know. He knows what's in there. He wants you to allow him in so he can clean it. Because if he knows what's in there and you allowing him in, why is it still junky?
Come on.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right. We want him to pitch in. We want him to contribute. When something's going wrong, we want him to fix it at the house.
There you go.
Put in on this and put in on that, but yet we treat him like a visitor.
Don't treat him like a visitor, people. That was number one. Number two, check this out, Mr. DJ. Y'all gonna like this one. Make sure you seek a whole life of being single. Oh, what do you mean by that? That's interesting. Now, you gone crazy. A whole life of being single? Let me show you what I mean by that, according to this topic. To be single doesn't mean that you are half a person. I need to clarify that. It doesn't mean that you're waiting on another half of a person. I need to clarify that, too. In other words, a lot of times we think that being single makes us half a person. We're waiting on half a person that'll make both of us whole.
Interesting.
Huh? Last night, just because you're single, that's a blessing. You married, that's a blessing too. In other words, for those of you who don't want to get married and still single, that's good news, simply because you are already complete. If God has you single, you are already satisfied. If God has you single, you already made whole. If God has you single, you are already ready. If God has you single, you are already comfortable. If God has you already single.
Amen.
For those who do want to get married, it's still good news, too. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Good news. For anything less than whole, you are at a deficit. You will be a deficit. Y'all don't hear me. Listen, if you're less than whole and you married, you are creating a deficit in your marriage.
Come on.
They don't hear me, Miss Candy. See, if you know anything about a deficit, it's very difficult to get out of a deficit. You know, that's why America's trying to get out of it's very difficult to get out of a deficit. Who wants to be in a couple with somebody who's at a deficit, who's not whole, who's not completing God?
All right.
Huh? What? They're going to have you running the red, right? They're going to have you dragging down, right? Huh? See, what
that's
people...
Right.
Who are in a deficit, even if they're single, are in marriage. Let me show you how you can identify. Look at this. Simply because those are the people who cling tied to the other person. As a matter of fact, they cling so hard, Miss Tiana, that they tend to strangle the very life out of that person they're clinging to.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Trying to make that person, make them feel good about who they are. But what happens is they're too heavy. Their deficit is too heavy. And what happens is, over a period of time, the strong person gets weak.
Right.
Who can carry? I know you're strong, Mr. DJ, but you can carry 100 pounds of dumbbells around all day, every day?
Right.
You got to go into the thing whole if you choose to get married.
Right.
You can't go into it with a deficit. In other words, you got baggage. You got things. You got, but Mr. Carr, I don't agree with that because God said heal. Yeah, but you got to get it right with God first. Why are you putting it on a natural man and that man ain't God?
That's right.
Amen.
God won't carry your baggage all day if you keep on going back to it. If you think I'm lying, what did Jesus have? He said he didn't even have a bed to lay his head on. I'm with Nathan. Nothing.
That's right. You sure did.
It's indicative of singleness, people. With all this spiritual baggage, if God say, do not complain and murmur, why do you want a natural man to listen to your complaining? God said, don't bring the complainant to my house. He ain't even God, and you want him to love you and listen. You got to be crazy. See, here's the thing. If you can't have a whole relationship with God, please don't think that you can have a whole relationship with a man or a woman. Being single ain't a bad thing, is it?
All right.
Okay, yeah. Let us go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Mr. Carr, I have one question for you right quick. Is there any evidence in the Bible of any of the disciples being married?
Miss Candy, was there any disciples being married? I'm not shifting. I don't believe that they were. And there's a reason why, and I know where Mr. DJ going with that. Because some people on this phone married talking about, well, hold on, y'all are all just promoting singleness. No. See, here's the thing. I need y'all to hear this. Hear this good. That's a great question, Mr. DJ. If your, Lord have mercy, I can't say spouse, because whether y'all realize it or not, if you are married and your husband or wife go to hell, don't think that you're going to heaven. Because you are one in God, one account. That means even at the bank, if it goes bank, if it has zero, it has zero.
That's right.
I want y'all to hear this real good now. If you marry and your spouse go to hell, you know where you're going, right? You can get married and say, I don't agree. Well, let me take you to the Bible where it says that God now views you as one. Because when you say, I'm married, that means, God, I want you to include them with me. That's it. That's solid. That's done. Done, data. Y'all got that? So with that being said, the question was any of the disciples married? Now, you got to understand that Jesus was God wrapped in flesh.
Correct.
And the Jesus moment was a heaven moment. Mm-hmm. I know the time is, Sharon, but we got to say this. Every Jesus moment was a heaven moment. It was heaven here on earth. Y'all would agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Look at the correlation. This is why spouse comes before mom and daddy, kids, and all that other stuff. Because you know your mom and daddy can go to heaven and you can go to hell. Your mom and daddy can go to hell, you can go to heaven. But you can't be separate from your spouse. Uh-oh, it's about to get real. Watch this. With the disciples, and we had to go look it up. But I would be more than likely, Miss Candy, can anybody look that up? Google it right quick. Was any of the disciples married? I would be hard-pressed to think that they were married. I'm going to tell you why. Because if they were married, their families would have to come with them.
Exactly.
Sir?
His mother-in-law. Yeah.
I said some of them were married.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was hard-pressed then because here's the thing. Now they have to juggle. Family and God time. Family and God time. In other words, they had to have some, it was hard pressed, they had to have some understanding wives.
Exactly.
They had two people.
Because you ain't about to be away from your family that long and expect me to believe that you was with this man named Jesus. And who is he anyway? So they had to have some women who was in God to understand what was going on.
Amen.
So, therefore, there's nothing wrong with marriage. There's also nothing wrong with singleness. Just make sure whatever you get connected to, whether it be single or married, that it's in God. That way you don't have to struggle with the world that you already have to struggle with and a spouse who's not believing.
All right.
Because everybody not so understanding, even people who are in God not understanding when they let flesh take over.
It's the truth.
Because, see, if you're talking about, you know, you rubbing on another man's feet, I'm going to tell you off top. Jesus rubbed on another man's feet with the 12 disciples. Why you rubbing on their feet?
Mm.
God told me he was going to tell me that, but since he told you then, you shouldn't have did it, right?
That's right.
Because, see, that's going to have me thinking about something else. But, Mr. Carl, you ain't spiritually led. Let's see. This is why you got to count the cost. Are you willing to deal with that or not? Telling you, boy. It's a press. Mr. DJ, you can go ahead and pray for us, please.
Yes. By your heads. Father, we come to you again, assembled to dismiss us from our gathering, but never from your presence, Father. We thank you for the spiritual vitamins that were provided tonight, the nourishment, encouragement. Father, please let something said be manifested within us and able to spread spiritually to someone else, to reach us, to teach us, Father. Help us continue to grow in your name and your word. Bless us as we travel, Father, and for some of us, the storms that are going on right now. We say thank you for just being you, Father. Thank you for those of us that are single as well as those that are married to basically be proud to say that we are your people, Father. Help us to continue to spread the word. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You all have a great night. I know it's 22 after the hour. We can't apologize for something that was going on strong, so strong that God said move on. So that's what we had to do because somebody needs to hear the whole entire call. Y'all have a great night. We have Bible study on Wednesday. Okay, do not let the time discourage you because I promise you, heaven is much way longer than this. Y'all have a great night, yeah?
Amen.
Good night.
All right. Good night.